This is how much we know about movies. We just, this, if you want a raw review of movies, you're getting it right here because we don't know shit.
Dad!
Oh, fuck, I don't know, man. Is that like nostalgia purposes for kids these age?
I don't give a shit. I don't care.
We get that, Pop.
Fine, I'll Google it. Through the magic of podcasting.
I mean, you don't
have
to Google it. I'm just saying, just take it out.
No, no.
Not bring it out, or just be better prepared.
Now I'm going to shut your fucking mouth.
I am your father.
Man, sometimes I wish, like, things would stay at a simpler time mentality.
Welcome to the Two Dads Review Podcast.
Well, depending on how much of that I keep in the actual show,
I know, dude.
Everybody.
I'm sitting here, like, wondering in my brain, like how much of that I really want. I was like midway through it, I went, at this point, I don't know if this is like an us conversation or.
It's just it. You'll never know. I'll go. Well, don't stop talking yet. We have to do a little bit of recording. Welcome everybody to the Two Dads Review Podcast. If you found us on YouTube, welcome back to the Two Dads React YouTube channel, where the Two Dads Review Podcast is hosted, because why not make it difficult when you're starting a YouTube channel 4 years after the inception of the podcast? But hey, you know, you got to change with the times whenever we feel like it. And we're old, so it took us longer than normal. All right, enough political talk. We're here for Falcon the Winter Soldier. I may cut some of that out. I may leave it all
in.
We
literally have like 25 minutes worth of conversation that's just getting nixed, and then we'll start right here.
right. y'all missed all of it. Sorry. So Falcon and the Winter Soldier finished up completely. Like, I'm reading that it's their first, like, so far, WandaVision, Falcon and Winter Soldier, they're all single shot. Seasons. There's no like second season. Disney's just doing one off. So these stories they want to tell. So
see that, because it seems like all of these people too, though, are also about to hit like a big film cycle.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, right,
three or four, five, six films in 10 years, kind of thing.
Like, right, they're about to roll right back into
the whether it's you are the majority of it or just like the overlapping guest spot, mm-hmm. you know, like kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're all...
I wish there was more. Again, like, I would like... See, what to me would have been really cool, and then maybe they can, like, cycle back to this, right? But how we had kind of our first generation of superheroes, right, with them, mm-hmm. and then we kind of had basically all of them go... I am retiring with the boatloads of money I've made off of this. Like, right. I may come back...
I gave you 10 years of my acting career.
Yeah, but this has been 10 years. Like, I'm going to go do something else for a little while, right?
Right.
Now, it would have been cool if they had already, like, had this TV idea kind of thing thought out. And these dudes, their retirement gig with them was like, hey, go take 5 years off. Go do whatever it is you want to go do, you know, blah, blah, blah. Have mm-hmm. fun. Like, go direct, blah, blah, blah. Then we own your ass again. You're doing retirement style sitcom TV shows with your shit. Right. And you get like 4 seasons. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's all based on like not fan voting, right? But like some kind of real metrics. Like, you can have let's just say there's one that's like just stupid funny. Say like kind of like a Modern Family, it just pops up and you're like, damn, dude, this just is really good. Right?
Right.
And you go, all right, this one we keep running. And everybody's like, cool. But you do like a minimum of just like a three season, like retirement show. And it would be cool if like these guys, all the new up and comers, like kind of have these little shows. Then their movies, and then their retirement shows, and we kind of meet some of the new peoples.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have their movies, and like you just kind of keep bouncing it down the line like that. Because I would love to see any one of these superheroes like Monday through Friday on
right.
any given time that it wasn't a world-saving event.
Right, when you're just fighting normal crime.
Like, yeah, Hulk going to the bathroom as Bruce and getting pissed in the bathroom, and then just like the whole like fucking stall area like exploding, you know, and just dumb shit like, because it's had to have happened. Like,
right.
You could just give me a season of blooper reel.
Mm-hmm. I'm still pushing.
Nothing. Don't even hire the actors. Just put CGI their whole fucking superhero outfit shit and give me nothing but a season of CGI blooper reels, just like Pixar does, like right at the end of the shit, like outtakes. I would give them more money. I would.
Right.
I think well, there you go.
I still push for, I want the blip goings and comings, like we've seen a few of the of returns happening, and they've either been kind of a funny or chaotic, like the one in WandaVision. I need to see all the crazy shit that happened to normal people, like all the normal situations.
Yeah,
you know.
I just don't. There's just too, like, it's too many, right? Like, you could just pick one small subsection of any area where there was like a large portion of like a blip, because you gotta figure, when you look at like a blip map, New York's gonna have, especially New York City, it's gonna have a lot more blank and then open space, and North Dakota is still gonna look kind of the fucking same.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So, there's still no one fucking here.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot to register. But you could just pick the people that were getting zipped out of crossing the road and the ones that were in the car for like a 2-block stretch of New York City, and you have more insane shit right then and there as they reappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Like it would almost need to be like a YouTube channel, like where they made them in just like a goofy sequence, and then they just popped them out, and they had like a Marvel Universe blooper reel, and like one of the blooper reel sections was just
blip,
the snap,
right,
and then the return, right, like just two of them, like everybody's panicked, like oh my God, and then like everyone's like oh my God as everyone came the fuck back.
right. So what did you think of the series as a whole? Did you enjoy the 6 episodes? Did you think that it told the right story? You think it told enough story?
Yeah, I think it did the job that it was supposed to do, which was give you enough story that you're like, yeah, this is really fucking good, and close it in a way where like the main idea of the story, basically like who's captain, is settled.
Right.
But there's still all of these other open-ended things that you go, I can't fucking wait for this goddamn movie.
Right.
Give me this
which
shit,
is,
you sons of bitches.
Which is exactly what Disney wanted you to do.
So, as far as if I'm sitting there with my giant money clip, I'm going, nailed it. Like,
right.
And it was a good show. Like, I don't think there's a lot to complain about. You know, I think the subject matter, it was definitely relative and important.
And relevant.
And the comment, and like comment, Jesus Christ, can't even talk right now. But then the comedy that they put in the show, that's just there because you need that in serious moments and times. Like, and what I mean is, like, you had parts where there was like something real serious, but then either the fade to black to the next scene was kind of like a good quip back between another smartass somewhere, right? And it broke up the like, but it was still a serious moment. So you were kind of like focused in on it and things. But the show in general was really good. Like it's fun. Action's dope. And then there's not a whole lot to really complain about. I think it's probably their best one they've done so far.
Right. I would agree with that. WandaVision had its moments, but I could have just had the last, I don't know, episode, like the last episode of WandaVision, and maybe the one before the flashback episode, like episode, I guess what it was like 8 and 6 or whatever the second to last one was. But Yeah, I would say this one, it's no secret what Disney's trying to do. They're like, we have this universe that is massive. We just finished our, you know, first decade of telling these in different movies over that entire decade, 20 movies or something like that over that decade. Now we can sink either less money, but still way better than you deserve on let's face it. We got way better than we deserve on television. Shows.
We got what have been owed. owed, goddamn it.
God,
by all
you're
the
so
fucking
just...
one season bullshit cancellations we got, by all the fucking shitty long ass fucking writing, and then just the nah, fuck you moments like that. That dude, we don't deserve that. TV viewers, that man's wrong. 1000%. We deserved that excellent television, and basically they have now set the standard that we should expect across the board.
Right. There is a bar that Disney's setting. So whatever, what few channels and properties they don't own already have now been like brought up to like, okay, you gotta be here. You're not Disney. And people are going to be shelling out money like nuts trying to make it look the same way. So the money they put into it was great. The story they tell, this is their first, I mean, not their first foray, but their, you know, when it comes to the MCU, their first foray in telling something other than just the plot of their movie. We got to do this comic-y thing. They were able to touch on social issues that are going on and have been going on forever. I give them credit for that. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of times that I'm on camera like, okay, this tear is going to roll down my face here in a minute.
Yeah,
it's going to be on camera. It's going to happen.
Yeah, there was a lot of, well, the world's not going to watch me weep, but anyone that stumbles upon this video is most certainly going to see me weep.
Right?
Yeah, and that was like and that's what I was saying. Like right after moments like that, you would get cut to just someone.
Hey, family cookout.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't even rolled right into like a happy moment. Mm-hmm. You could get someone walking seriously, and then the conversation between the two is like action oriented, but it's still like being smart assy to each other or giving a look at the same time, and it's like enough to like take you out of that moment that you were just in, but to keep you in the show's universe. Like it never was like such a quick stop that you were like, I'm on my couch again. Okay. All right. I'm here. And then you were like, all right, now I got to go watch TV again. Right. Like they did a really good job. Yeah.
What'd you think of his outfit? What'd you think of the new Captain America suit?
It was what I wanted.
Good.
It was everything I wanted. And I loved how you flipped around on it too. So that was,
yeah, it didn't, for some reason when I first saw it, first impression, it was crisp, it was hot, it was clean, it was definitely a lot of white, like it was stark white. And then like as I got thinking, like, and then so for the first part of the episode, I'm like, all my brain is like, that's not real tactical. Like you're not really like you think you're gonna hide anywhere in that thing. Well, I guess you don't need to because you're Captain fucking America. But for like that's where I was like going. But then as they kept going, I was like, no, this is growing on me. I mean, and it was definitely one of the most comic book, like, ripped from the pages costumes these guys wear. Because Marvel has notoriously muted the wild and crazy costumes they have in the comics because it's a comic. But with this one, it works. It does work. And when I got to think about it more, and I think I mentioned this a couple episodes ago, is that if it comes out whiter and bluer, you're flying. You don't want to be a black speck in the sky everybody can see. You get a little white, a little bit of blue, they're going to have a hard time locking onto where you exactly are. So, mm-hmm. You know, I'm good with that. And besides, Anthony Mackie wears it crazy. He was on Colbert last night and was like, I haven't worn it. He's like, I'm not wearing, there's no muscle suit. I have said that since day one in Marvel. I am not wearing a muscle suit. So everything you see is me. And I'm like, dude fills it out. Like, well done, sir. Like, you can wear that. I'm not, a lot of folks couldn't wear that, but you wear that, sir. Well done. And it's, and he's going to be great. I can't wait. You know, honestly, I hope they're saying it's the one and only episode of Falcon Winter Soldier because there is no Falcon anymore. Like, we know that Joaquin has the wings, and he's going to become, if it goes according to the comics, going to become a new Falcon because he's got the old wings. But I'll watch the show that's going to be called Captain America and the Winter Soldier, because that's what it is now. I could see them.
Well, I mean, they even threw that title out, too.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, we're not going to have another Falcon Winter Soldier because there is no more Falcon.
Well, right. Yeah, it's all, but it's almost like we just gave you the movie title.
Mm-hmm. But something. I mean, Captain America 4, they announced this week that Captain America 4 is currently either in pre-production or it's been greenlit. So, and it'll be, Captain America 4 will be Sam, of course. There probably won't be a lick of Steve Rogers at all. Steve or whatever.
Well, yeah, so. No. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that title they threw at you wasn't like a fun... Haha, look what we did, because he's not Falcon anymore. He's Captain America.
I think that's part of it, though.
No, it is, but I'm legit. It's one of those, like, hey, right in your fucking face, and everyone's going to go, oh, I got it. That was really cool. But that's the next movie.
I hope so. I'm all for it. I can't wait.
Like, that, like it'll probably be Captain America and then, like, and the Winter Soldier somewhere in there, right? And then you may have, like, versus the Tornado of Time. Like, I don't know how they'll fucking word it. Like, right? But...
Right.
I think it was one of those clear as day, like... ignore it. You know? Like...
it also may have been like, this looks cool. Don't think too much into this at all.
Yeah. I like how you and I have switched roles on that. Like, the one time I'm like, yo, dude, this is actually probably something, you go, nah. Not at all, man. That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard.
I did not say that, sir. Don't say that.
But I look at your face and I see your inner thoughts. Like, you just didn't say it, but you were like, that's really dumb.
This dumb son of a bitch. Like, where's he pulling this shit out of?
Why is he doing? Oh, my God.
Oh, you know this is being recorded, right? You fucking know that people can see this.
I am not editing this out.
This is all going in.
Point it out, actually. I'm going to highlight this. Stupid man.
Hey, I just don't know how much time there is in a year. I mean, when it comes to their next plan and how long they're going to have people for, and the fact that they like to release, like, look, here's all of this shit happening. Now, I'm not saying they can't bring up new shit. They couldn't go, that did really well. We should probably, like, revisit that again, i.e. this show. Like, don't get me wrong. They announced that they're going to do another TV show with this in a couple of years. I'm all for it. So, you know, don't get me wrong there. I'm just, Marvel is, I mean, part of it is that kind of messes with everybody when they release the whole lineup of what they're going to do for the next phase. And you're like, Jesus, guys, like, that's 10 movies and 10 TV shows, and this is your first foray into TV type stuff. I mean, you know, when it comes to this stuff on Disney Plus, so it's like, do you going to have time for anything else? Probably not. I mean, just by sheer how long it takes to do stuff these days. But hey, I'm every show they put out, we're watching. I don't care. And honestly, I can also see it as where you can, yeah, okay, so Falcon and Winter Soldier is not going to happen, but Bucky's going to swing and show up in this show, and Captain America's going to show up in this show, and I mean, that's the whole point of the universe anyways, is doing these TV shows helps bring new characters in and then lets other characters kind of bounce around as it is. So it's good stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think you're going to see a bunch of, like, it's going to be what we've seen so far. It's like Wanda's show is going to be Wanda's shit, and then it's going to go bounce out to Wanda's movie, and then you're going to have the Winter Soldier and, you know, our new Captain. But what I'm saying is it's them two together. Like, I don't think there's going to be, they like drop back down to TV shows and all this other shit, but the next movie isn't just going to be Captain America, hi, I'm Sam. Like, they've already done all that shit.
Right.
And those two work so well together. I was just also implying that the title they gave us at the end is probably also a really strong indication, if it's not the title, mm-hmm. of the movie that is going to happen.
I hope so. I mean, yeah, you're right. They haven't announced that yet. We just know it's going to be the quote-unquote fourth Captain America movie. So, yeah. I mean, Captain America and Winter Soldier. What was the Winter Soldier one originally titled? Like, the one when he was the bad guy? Captain, was it called Captain America the Winter Soldier also?
I think it was, yeah.
Okay, like, honestly would be hilarious. I mean, I would be cool with them releasing the same title. And everybody knows.
Like, and I wouldn't be surprised if they, I don't want to say throw the word like the new Captain America on there, but I would be persuaded if they found a creative way to like
set it aside from the first one.
Yeah, but keep Captain America and Winter Soldier, right? Mm-hmm. Run with that title because that's who they are. And then you just have something like funny because of the TV show they had, like the Sam and Bucky story.
Right. Right.
You know, like underneath the tagline of it. So when you go and put your nice collection of everything together, right, and all your pictures line up, like, you can tell the distinction. Like, they could be bookends, right, of eras and stuff like that or whatever. There's a whole bunch of creative ways they can do this.
Captain America and Sarah's boyfriend.
Yeah, right.
Captain America and Captain America's soon-to-be brother-in-law. Oh, man. Let's see.
Like, name it after a TV show, just like, you know, Family Ties or some shit like that, right? Like,
right. All in the Family. Shit like that. Look Who's Coming to Dinner. That kind of shit.
Twins Remixed.
What was that?
Like Twins Remixed have like a funky like Danny DeVito and Schwarzenegger like situation going on. Like,
right.
They're not brothers, but they're dating family and all that goofy shit. And they're trying to like be stronger and all that jazz. I would pay for that. Actually, just speaking of twins in general, I would love to see that movie with them now.
Like at the age they like Schwarzenegger and DeVito now? Yes,
like Twins 2 out of retirement or something.
Part of me thinks that's not out of the realm of possibility these days. I think that could happen.
Like it would be so great. And then they make a joke like, oh yeah, I was fucking senator or some shit, and then like Danny DeVito's like, oh yeah, I've been living the rich life at a slum bar in Philly, you know, like
right. So what did you think of Carly's whole arc? She ended up biting at the end. She ended up getting killed by Sharon.
I mean, I think her arc was kind of wasted. Truth be told, It was. I don't like when you have someone that appears to be such a big influence in everything that is happening. And basically when it boils down to it, you've just written it in such a way that like they're just gonna die. Like two episodes ago, you already knew, like, you're right. Like, yeah, she's going to go all the way through with this. And then you have like the whole speech before the gate and she's got to like convince the crew that like, oh yeah, we will die here too. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We're all in it. And again, it was, I don't know if we were supposed to see her like that to keep it in a, she's a terrorist frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's why she was filmed kind of always as the aggressor in pretty much every situation we really see her in, especially towards the end.
Right.
Where, you know, everybody else we see, it's like, it's all contained within their own thing. Right. Like Cap stuff overlaps with Carly. Sam and everybody's stuff overlaps with Carly, and like really the whole Captain America thing, like who's it only is happening because one guy's like, hey, let's talk, and then he's like, nah, terrorist, and then they just went, okay, now you see her from a terrorist point of view.
Yeah.
Even though we had everybody on the outside going, they're feeding people that need help and doing medical care and blah blah blah, and right. Yes, they show the collateral or collateral damage and things of war. And again, it gets back to war. Like, don't do it. It's fucking stupid. Bad for everybody in the long run.
I feel like that every single one of her points during the show where she did something that was honest to God terrible, whether it be blowing up that building with all those people in it, whether it be when she was talking with Sam and she made the comment of he got her, he didn't get her to say it, but she said something to the effect of like, you know, I'd kill them all again if I needed to. And then he was like, oh, gotcha. And she's like, you're making me say that. And even towards the end, I felt that the things that they were, like you were saying, the things that they were doing were that Robin Hood thing. People were calling her Robin Hood. And it's like, yeah, you know, we can, you know, I don't think they did a good enough job of everything with her that was really bad felt forced. Like,
yeah, we
by the writer.
We saw it from the Nottingham, like, sheriff's point of view. Like, mm-hmm. We heard, and like, we had other people say some stuff, but again, it was, when you really boil down her story after you've seen the whole thing, it's like the writers just made you the pawn to make the split happen or the fight happen or whatever. It's like she doesn't really get to, from our point of view, the way we, she doesn't even get to be a martyr. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't even filmed in such a way that her supporters would be like, she died for us, right? Like, it was, I mean, yes, that's how they're going to believe because they're all bought so hard into it. Then, you know, Sam points that out. Like, you don't want to fuck with 2.0 of this.
Right.
Right. Like, but I wish they would have done a better job of displaying that cause. It, especially at the end of the day, if you're going to have Captain come in and reiterate what she was saying, at least then, like, film it in such a way that you understand the bad things that have happened with it, and we all go, that's war, but you give her, I don't know, like a dignified dying, right? Like, this was just kind of like, you're the bad domino and you need to fall because we need right. all these other things to happen.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree with you there. And you're right. Having her die in the cellar in the under area of some building with two people around, storytelling wise, doesn't really give you much of a story. Sharon Carter could still have shot her in public, you know, after she would, because she was, you know, aiming down on Sam anyway. So it wouldn't have been like a bad thing to happen. And it would have actually, you just saved Captain America's life. So it makes complete sense to pardon you. And oh, yeah, we're sorry that you haven't been allowed back in the country for a while. I mean, that would have been a thing yeah. to happen.
Yeah, I feel like there could have been a better way to end her story
mm-hmm.
if that was the case. But
I just feel like they couldn't tell it. They
just to take a bullet and be like, oh, it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like there's something that's missing from the story that had to be cut out. We know there was reports of another part of the plot that had to be cut out because it was dealing with some sort of virus that was being released and it was too close to home considering what's going on right now. But I feel like it was, if that's the reason why she seems like, why it seems like she was, are we supposed to like her? Or are we not supposed to like her? Like, I couldn't tell from episode to episode because there were times you're like, oh, look, she's getting vaccines and feeding the hungry and helping these people out. And, you know, and then there's like, oh, we're burning people alive and doing other things. And it's like, you know, which way am I supposed to go? And I don't know if it's just the way it was cut together or what they had to take out or whatever that subplot was they pulled out. But in the long run, it was just like, I wasn't sure if I was relieved in the show, in watching the show, where I was real, oh good, the bad guy got it. I didn't feel that way when she got shot. I was like,
no, but they also, her death in the show is forgettable, and that's mm-hmm. a problem.
Right.
Like, and I think that's the problem. It's not whether she died in a, you know, dignified way or came around as the good guy. It's just, it's weak.
It's it weak was for what a it
super
was.
Soldier. Yeah, for, yeah, it's weak for a super soldier who has led this whole movement just to be like, pop, and we're down. Right? And okay, cool. And then you just go focus on everything else, and you're like, all right, yeah. Oh, yeah, she did die. That's right. She got shot. And I don't know. It's like she seemed more important, and then by the end of it, it was like, oh, you're here.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about, or a lot of bit about, Sam's journey over the six episodes and his, you know, what becoming Captain America meant to him, what the show was trying to show us. There's a lot of, he had a lot of conflicting information, not conflicting, but a lot of points of view that he didn't know in episode one and heard a lot about by episode six and made some decisions. I feel like this show was Sam. I mean, this, of course, this show was Sam's story. This is his story on taking up the mantle of Captain America and making that decision, taking into account the social aspects, taking into account what it means to be Captain America, what it means to be what Steve Rogers was before. It's a hard story to tell, and apparently, according to my tongue tied, it's a hard story to kind of formulate, but it's just with his information coming from Isaiah Bradley, but also the advice from his sister, the revelation that Bucky and Sam, or Bucky and Steve had talked about this before Steve went back in time to deliver all the stones. Even to the point of Bucky apologizing because him, he's like, us two old guys from the 40s didn't know what we were, didn't know what we were doing so much by giving a black man the shield. And it's not that they didn't know what they were doing, but they didn't understand the repercussions or understand the weight of that decision, because Sam and Bucky just saw a good person. Steve and Bucky just saw a good, Steve especially just saw a good person, a person he said, of all everybody I know, this is the person I think deserves this shield and what it stands for. And in the end, Sam took all that into account and made it his own. And especially with that big speech at the end to the senators and all the world leaders who were about to go round up people into cages in different countries, like, it's like, I can get this big long speech, but you're doing some pretty shitty things. So can you stop doing shitty things, because you don't want this to happen? Like you said, you don't want to see Carly 2.0. You don't want to see what's going to happen when you keep doing this to people. And yep. Captain America has never been about standing up for America. That's never been what it really was. And to Steve, if Steve was, it's never been that. When he was first doing his world tours in the very World War II, he was a symbol, but he changed it so much to be where it was something bigger than that. And the fact that America isn't a title, it is what it is, but it's a big thing for Sam to take on. And, it was cool to watch the whole decision play out over three or four episodes, I think, from when he first talked to Isaiah, and then wrestling with that all the way till the last talk with him, the talk with his sister, all that stuff. That was great.
My turn to talk? Or?
Sure.
I was like, pretty much nailed every.
I let you go. Single, I let you go first last time.
Every single detail right there. I was like, I don't have much to say on it. It's good if you looked at it and went, you're fucking wrong. That's just simply put. That's all there is to it. You should have felt kind of shitty, and you should have went, I need to do better. And if you didn't, fuck you. I don't care. Go on.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. No, it's great.
Let's see. John Walker is now U.S. agent. That'll be fun. That'll be fun to watch whatever's going on with him.
I did get my that Sam was going to be like in the shiny white armor, and the bad guy was going to be dressed in black. Mm-hmm. Because basically when he comes back out in the Captain America suit, he's like, it's just black. And she's like, yeah, I know. It works.
It works.
Mm-hmm. You know?
In a world of black and white.
You're an agent. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, that's the coolest, unknown that comes out of this show. Like, what Contessa's going to do, what John Walker's going to do, what Zemo's going to do. Ah, Zemo. From a character that was, he didn't really have, he had a decent amount of screen time in, was it Civil War? Civil War, right?
Zemo was so cool and so good that you want his butler to have a fucking movie.
I do. His butler's a badass.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like,
Zalfred.
Any interaction with him and, like, even the three glimpses we get of his butler just being like, gotcha, boss. Like, it's... I don't know how to describe it. Like, you just go, well, if something oozes cool, those guys are doing it. I know they may be doing bad things. I don't know what you want me to tell you. Like,
I just
want to
watch him do bad things.
Guy. He's cool. Like, he's cool. Yeah.
Right.
So that's what I liked this show. Like I said, you know, it wrapped up the Captain America exchange. Mm-hmm. But it also gave you all of these characters and like little mini teams that have been built and the nice like wild card guy in Zemo, who's like in jail, but we all know I'm going to keep quoting everything he fucking does because he's not going to get out, you know, just go and go and go. And it's cool because I think everybody's going to roll right into this movie and whatever the, and I kind of hope now that the movies a little bit aren't always just end of time movies, right? Because everything with the Avengers was always like, oh shit, doom and gloom. And then even some of the other ones where they wrapped up, like there was something so big going on in the one little piece of the world or space that they're in. It was like, I mean, that's going to kill everybody anyway. So, yes, go fucking
go do
fix
that.
It, right. I almost hope it's kind of like when you went and hung out with like your homies and you laid out all your G.I. Joes. Right. And you were like, put the good dudes on the left and the bad guys on the right. And then you just stacked up your armies and you went, who is fighting who? Right. And I hope that the movies that they come in is we start to see more bad guy teams. Kind of like how Spider-Man has always introduced three or four villains throughout a movie. He may only fight one and the other two are kind of like, oh, but lo and behold, it'll form a Sinister Six, right? Kind of thing. Like, I just want to meet the equivalents of these guys, not always these one dude who's got so much power that I need 18 guys to go save the world. Like, nah, I want Sam and Bucky to, like, go, fuck, put on the shit, roll out, and there be another two or three guys. And they're like, hi, we are, insert bad guy 1, 2, and 3 names. And everyone goes, oh shit. They've never been on a team together. You know, rattle it off. And then we get a cool just like, hey, you're like in a Batman situation. You just go to Arkham. I know you're going to break out. I'll catch you in the next movie. But what the fuck ever. Go to Zemo's jail. Everybody breaks out. Whatever. Like, I want it that. I don't want everybody coming down from some ungodly be known, like, galactic civilization.
Right.
And having an armada of space weaponry coming at our shit. I just want the other dude that was like, man, I'm down and out. I've made some bad choices. But guess what? I can turn into whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, I'm definitely for more character-driven, like, intimate stories as these movies move on. I mean, there's ways to do that and also give me, you know, 10 to 30 minutes of people smashing into things and being thrown all about the place and awesome CG graphic fights. But between that, like some real good, just because they have some, like I said, Zemo in his first movie was all about, he was all business. So all of the just glorious comedy that came from that character this season of this show was just like out of left field. Because when they were like, we're going to go get Zemo, we were all like, ooh, it's going to, but then it was just fucking comedy gold. Just him and Bucky.
You really thought you were going to have like a Silence of the Lambs interaction, you know, just too stone cold.
Just trying to retain him from fucking shit up. Yeah.
And it was like, sup.
And he was tank tops,
like shit like that, you know, it was great. I would like them also to take a stab at villains.
If we're just a villain storyline,
just talking Disney's, I want like right, like give me like the Descendants version, right? Like they made all of the Disney like villains, and then they gave them kids and stuff, right?
Oh, so, I've seen Descendants.
You know, yeah.
I have.
Oh, I know you have. Yeah, I know both you have. Yeah,
kids the same age.
Oh yeah, but I want like that kind of thing. Like I don't need it to be actual babies of people, but I want all of the other villains, and I just want us to get like a villain show, and do it Deadpool-esque, right? Like make it a little rougher around the edges, but also just dumb stuff where like Deadpool has that whole hitman bar.
Right.
Right. Like I want to roll up in there and, you know, just see a down and out Magneto, like spinning a quarter at the end of the fucking bar and
right.
Like Sabretooth, like filing his shit, takes back a shot. Right.
Just stay in the bar and watch who comes in and out. Follow the stories.
Like just that kind of stuff for a little bit, and then get me like the villain that walks in that you know that then the movie is about. But it's also like, hey, here's your cool Easter eggs. Keep an eye out for this kind of shit. But I would like a whole villain spin. That would be awesome.
That would be cool. So a good showing by Disney, by you know the Marvel MCU, their TV show. We enjoyed the whole season.
They can do no wrong.
No, I mean we're all like, gonna watch it.
Well, if they continue to do this kind of format and this level of introduction with their players that they're using, the character cast and stuff. It's just a good formulated TV show. Like the only way it's going to get ruined is if you genuinely have one bad actors, which you're not going to fucking get because you're just not getting that role if you are. Or they do something that is so counterintuitive to that character that you have like a sonic backlash where it's like, that's how you designed that? And it was so terrible that they were like, we're going to push this back. We're going to redo it. Our bad. Hold up. Right?
Right.
But I kind of feel if you were going to get something of that nature from Marvel, it would have already happened by now.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't have essentially been 10 years of stellar production and then, oh, fuck it. Right, like they were like, nah, we just got this money-making machine started. We got parents who grew up on this shit that are so happy that's here that are now introducing their children all over to it again, and they're like, we got to the kids. We're golden. Like, just keep this thing going. And I really don't know how they could mess it up. Like, just... they put out good stuff and you kind of already know the actors. So, I mean, unless you don't like any of the actors they've already picked,
right?
You should like the shows. I don't, you know, I think they're doing a great job with this is a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a movie. but you get movie level quality with the action, the CGI, you know, all the nifty little things that happen. But then you get the little more toned down, mild aspects that you almost get in the boring part of a movie.
Right.
Right. Because you're like, all right, the big scene's about to happen. Here's a little comedic breakdown between everybody. But this is shown in such a way that it's just your interaction over and over. Just you're interacting. Here's some shit. Oh, ha 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 ha. Oh, shit. Oh, ha. And you just keep going. Right. And it's great like that. There's no real like build up to a superhero montage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even when he popped in with the new suit, it was open the box, wait, nothing, flying through a fucking window in the new suit, get to business. There was no like,
get to work,
you know, like
Rambo suit up.
Yeah, there's none of that kind of shit. And I like that from the TV point of view, because then you don't, we've already been introduced to it all. So now you don't have to waste that 15-minute sequence in a movie.
Right.
You know,
makes sense.
I'm hoping that because I've thought of it like that, that the writers thought of it like that. I'm like, yeah, man, that was a good fucking idea. I'm glad we all thought of that.
Yeah. But we want to thank everybody who has watched us into our first foray into YouTube and our faces on the old, you know.
I know, it's nice. App. Appreciate all of you.
Yeah, we do like that. We are definitely going to be back reacting to and talking about Loki when it comes out in June. Before then, I believe Corey wants us to tackle Mythic Quest Season 2, which is starting here very shortly. So we'll be checking that out, watching it, doing a little discussion, laughing our asses off, a little break before we hit Loki. But thank you, everybody, for watching, and we will see you back here very shortly. Like, subscribe, do all that cool stuff.
See you guys.